Please be seated. Well, first of all, I think there's a couple of people that probably wondered what's going on. Where's Deacon? Why isn't he doing the gospel? It's wonderful that Mariana read it today. The other thing that's really surprising me this morning is how many people are here. This is traditionally Low Sunday. Paul, I think, knows that, and Mariana knows it. Usually referred to as Low Sunday. And in fact, I was with the bishop this earlier in the week having a meeting, and he told me that he was supposed to visit Christ Church Gross Point today, but they changed their day for him to be there to the next available Sunday because it's Low Sunday, and they want a lot of people to be there. So you all are doing a great job being here today. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. This gospel that Reverend Mariana read today is really one of my favorites. It's so chock full of so many different things to talk about, ideas, things to share. And that is a little bit of a fib because I have so many favorites when it comes to the gospels. So where do I start? I guess I need to first address this whole Doubting Thomas thing that comes from this reading. How many of you associate that phrase, Doubting Thomas, from this gospel? A lot of people do. And a lot of people use that you're such a doubting Thomas. But I think poor Thomas is getting a little bit of a bad rap here. He's getting gigged with a moniker that he really doesn't necessarily deserve. Why? Well, let us look back just a little bit. Mary Magdalene saw the empty tomb that she did not believe until she met Jesus on the road and he spoke to her. So how about doubting Mary? Or in the scripture on the Easter Vigil, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary go to tell the disciples that they have seen Jesus and that they need to go to Galilee and await for him. Do they believe? Evidently not. If they believed her, why would they have been locked in an upper room in fear behind those doors? And when Jesus did appear to them in the room and says, "Peace be with you," do they now believe? Not right away. It isn't until after Jesus shows them his hands and his side that they rejoice in the Lord. And when I started this homily, I said the term to you, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you." And that saying that should have set off alarms when he said, "Peace be with you," should have set off alarms in their heads, because just 3 days earlier, when he was in the upper room with that same upper room with them, that's what he said to them. So he comes in and says, "Peace be with you," and it just didn't connect right away until they saw the wounds. So how about doubting disciples? And so we can get rid of that whole doubting Thomas, because I think they were all doubting until they really saw Jesus in the wounds. Now let's get back into the scripture, which is interesting, in reading different pieces and really thinking about the words. What happened right after Jesus said, "Peace be with you"? He lets them know that as being disciples, it is now time for them to get to work. I believe the words are, "As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And then he breathes on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Where else do we read about the breath of God in Scripture? How about in Genesis, when he breathes new life? Or in the valley, Ezekiel Scripture, in the Valley of Dry Bones. We, like the disciples, are blessed to have the Holy Spirit at work with us in our daily lives. With the Holy Spirit in our lives, it is important for us to also go to work to spread the good news. I think that faith really is the base of the scripture. This is about having true faith. The disciples themselves are hard for me to figure out because they had followed Jesus. They knew Jesus very well. They were taught by Jesus. They saw Jesus do miracles. Jesus said, "When this temple is destroyed, it'll rise again in 3 days." And with all that time and everything, they still was, how founded was their faith that they were still up in that locked up in that room for fear? We, however, have never had the opportunity to truly walk, talk, and learn with Jesus, but we do come together in community to worship and to share the Eucharist. I think that, if we would ask each other, shows that we each and all have faith. But what is faith? Would each of us have enough faith to truly trust that the Lord will take care of us? Do we have enough faith to know that the Lord will keep us safe at all times? Do we have enough faith to know that the Lord will take care of all of our needs? If we were in that upper room, would we have the faith that we would see Jesus again? Every Sunday we proclaim, "Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again." That is faith. But do we take that faith out into the world when we leave the sanctuary? Do we take it with us? Clayton Schmidt from Feasting on the Word said, faith is a mystery of the heart that the mind wants to solve. I'll say that again. Faith is a mystery of the heart that the mind wants to solve. It takes heart. I was driving myself a little bit crazy trying to find some way to share a true example of faith. And I was on Facebook and I saw an amazing YouTube from an Oprah show. The person on it was Nick Vujicic, and I'm sure I'm pronouncing his name incorrectly. And I'm sure many of you might have seen the videos of him. He is a man that was born with no limbs. He has no arms and no legs. He is a motivational speaker. Yet he moves around the stage with ease and speaks so well. But what really moved me in this particular video was his testimonial. Let me share a little. He said, of chemistry, I was born with no arms or legs. I cannot change that. God did not give me this pain, but the enemy tried to use it for bad, but he, God, turned it into good. All things come together for the good of those who loved him. He went on to say, we are wonderfully and fearfully made from God. With faith and action, nothing can hold us back. He said his parents were his heroes because they told him, you have a choice. You can be angry for what you don't have, or you can be thankful for what you do have and know that God will do the rest. He went on to say, because I gave my life to Jesus Christ and renewing of my mind, I knew I would be unstoppable. That is faith. I sat looking this week back at Holy Week and the significance about what happened. But taking so many pieces at different times during the week, it just didn't seem to totally come together for me until I really sat and thought about that whole week. Holy Week, starting out with the Chrism Mass down at the cathedral, in which many of the clergy renewed their ordination vows, and all the clergy and lady there renewed their baptismal covenant. And thinking about the scriptures, going back to that simple meal on Maundy Thursday, thinking about the humility of Jesus washing the feet of his disciples, and then we came in here, we stripped the altar bare, creating such an emptiness. Coming on Good Friday for Stations of the Cross, taking that walk with Jesus, but still not being as connected as I should have been. But then the great vigil on Saturday evening. For those who came, I hope it was a new and wonderful experience. It's an ancient practice that was brought back in the 1979 prayer book. Two important parts of the great vigil really touched me, and I hope others. The significance of Easter in the vigil. Easter was happening right then and there. Easter came in the darkness of that Saturday evening. We lit a fire with prayer, and from that flame we lit the Paschal candle, which was processed into the sanctuary with the words, the light of Christ, and the response, thanks be to God. We are taken from the darkness of the death of Jesus on the cross to his resurrection and his becoming the light of the world. After reading scriptures recalling the history of salvation, we culminated with a renewal of baptism and the Eucharist. The light of Christ, baptism, and the Easter Eucharist, Jesus replaced our darkness with his light. Can we take those words, as the Father has sent me, so I send you, into our hearts and go out and live our baptism by spreading the good news and to see Jesus as the light of the world? Amen.